to be there. It's almost like I'm so insecure that I have to comfort myself. Like, yes, I see in what way you're great, but I immediately am going to make sure I name what's shitty about your life so that I don't feel so bad about what's great about your life. So I've noticed that about myself. Or just telling myself, like, I wouldn't want that anyway. But if there's envy there, there must be some element of it that I do want. Otherwise, there wouldn't be envy there, and I wouldn't have to tell myself, oh, but I don't want it anyway. Like, you know, you seem to have a really happy family life with your husband and children, but there's some envy there, but then I'll say to myself, but I don't want it anyway, because I've already been married. I don't want to be married again. It's just like this internal, it's the unskilled way of trying to reduce envy, I think, is to cut a person down, just even in your own head. The minute you realize there's something that you envy, to find a way to reduce them so that you envy them less. And that's a very unhappy type of thing. It's much happier just to learn to be happy for them, you know?
But if I think about Owen, for example,